My name is Mike Matthews. I am the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica, where there is a strange echo here at the moment, kind of, sort of, not really. Well, wait, maybe if I crank this up and that, I get a little bit of an echo. There, that's more like it, but I'll just stop with that. Yes, we're in the land of Ameritopica, the last place on earth here at Cafe Anyway in Podcaster Valley. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, FF episode 3103. I don't know anything about How to Train Your Dragon. I didn't see the animated show. Was it a show? I guess it was a movie. I didn't see it. I heard it was good. I heard they made like a whole theme park over it now in Florida and whatnot. But it topped the box office in North America with $37 million. The live action version, though, that is because people can't stand watching anything animated anymore. Anything animated now must become live action. There is a decree in the land that was sent forth that said, all those zounds must listen, hear ye, and the rule upon which forthwith today all animation shall be wiped from our memory, since we cannot have imagination anymore. No animation, because it ruins our imagination, and we must see it visually in the flesh, as it were.
What was that all about?
It is number one. Number two is that 28 years later, I guess it's a zombie thing, right? Then there was Elio, which did very badly. We talked about that in a previous podcast. You need to listen to all the Mike's Daily Podcast in order to catch up with all the news. It's amazing. And then there was the Lilo and Stitch at number four. Mission Impossible. Those seem to be the biggest movies. We're coming up on the 4th of July weekend very soon. The last big summer holiday wasn't summer yet. I guess we called it spring, the Memorial Day weekend, though some people call that the start of summer, with barbecues, picnics. The domestic movie theaters then, just a few weeks back, earned a record $326 million. So yes, $37 million for How to Train Your Dragon, but add a zero to that and you get almost as much as what the box office pulled in for Memorial Day weekend. That was the most for a Memorial Day weekend ever. Disney's live action reboot, because once again, live action, because we can't do animation, because we don't have imaginations anymore. That's the world you woke up in today. You're welcome. Disney's live action reboot of Lilo and Stitch, that was the top spot of that Memorial Day weekend. It grossed, in the first weekend, $341.7 million in the box office globally. So yes, it did quite well. Looks like it did quite a bit better than the How to Train Your Dragon, is if I'm just comparing numbers off the top of my head. Mission Impossible came out that weekend. Oh, I see. The Final Destination is a different thing. Final Reckoning. Mission Impossible. That's one word. I get it. So I'm really up on my Tom Cruise stuff. I know way back when he used to dance around in his underwear. Oh, he's still doing stuff in his underwear? There's got some scene in his underwear in Mission Impossible? Or did I get fake news?
You are fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news. Well, continued the strong showing. Oh, that weekend also, that movie Sinners was also quite big. And Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts quite big, that Marvel movie with the lesser known superheroes in that. It also, Lilo and Stitch, this live action version. Speaking of Tom Cruise, unseated Top Gun Maverick as the biggest Memorial Day opening. I remember when that movie came out, Top Gun Maverick. For months, I was hearing from people, oh my gosh, that was the best movie ever. I remember one guy, a coworker, this kid, he thought he knew every single thing that you could possibly know, that he was the smartest man on the planet, and his opinion should be encased in gold. He declared to all of us saying, oh yeah, Top Gun Maverick is the best movie ever made. Okay, so you know, Citizen Kane. What's that? I don't care. It doesn't matter. This is the best movie ever. Have you seen every single movie ever made? You know, you would have to do that in order to come up with that opinion. But you can also have a completely useless, absolutely useless opinion as well. And that's fine. There's plenty of that to go around. To sum up, it's a comforting sign for the film industry because it has weathered actors and writers strikes and the COVID-19 pandemic and just Mike never going to another movie ever again because he can't stand movie theaters and being in a locked room with a bunch of crazy people that smell like popcorn. Ew. And butter that's not even real. Ew.
Yeah.
Well, none of those people smell like that that are inside cafe anyway. Let's go meet them. Come on, let me open the door for you. Let's go. Cafe. Anyway. Cafe anyway is where we are.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
3103 and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley. Hello.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
3103, it's Mike Matthews. How are you? How do you be? Are you okay? Are you fine? I just had to ask because I'm the nosy kind. And I want to thank you for listening to this show. It's live from Podcastro Valley, somewhere in Podcastro Valley. Don't you know? Because I mentioned it twice. In the land of Emeritopica, here at the last place on Earth.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I'm wearing a very neutral green shirt today. Just green for no apparent reason.
Mike's,
it's not St. Patrick's Day.
Daily.
We're way past that at this point.
Podcast.
It's 4th of July coming up soon.
Yeah.
And it's Mike on your ears. Section of the ears in your... Okay. That's where you're hearing me, is in those ears. And I wanted to tell you that, just to remind you, it's been almost a month since Southwest Airlines pulled the rug out from underneath our feet and that two bags fly free thing ended after half a century. Yes, half a century. Not a whole century, but half. Because I don't think there was any planes a century ago, was there? We did have some kind of flying crafts. We did have the hot air balloons and such. But travelers with Southwest credit card, maybe we were able to glide. Right? Let's see. Oh my, I'm so absolutely wrong. We did have planes way back. Yes, I keep forgetting we're in 2025. So 100 years ago, 1925, yes, the airplane had been along quite a bit. Gosh, we're all old, aren't we? And I just want to remind you that you are getting old. Don't think that you're young and you're indestructible. And sorry to burst that bubble for you. Sorry to burst that dirigible too soon. And yes, it's true. We're all getting old. The alternative is we die. We're not getting older.
Here's today's podcast picture.
But yes, the podcast picture is not of flying. It is of, no, but it is of a wonderful 1903 marked the beginning of aviation in the world. On this day, Wilbur, the elder of the Wright brothers, traveled more than 36 meters in an airplane. The Wright brothers' own design. It was the first airplane flight. It didn't take long for the Wrights' invention to find commercial applications. It was December 17, 1903, and I believe the late great Basil the Boxer never flew, sadly, except for when he would jump high up in the air because he was a boxer and very springy in his younger days. But yes, so see that picture of, what was the picture of? Oh, not of a dog, not of a plane, not of Superman, but of the horse known as Dice. Dice the horse. See that wonderful picture of Dice the horse? I saw him yesterday. He's doing well, despite the fact that his back
Mike
leg...
Mike Matthews is going to come in with more encouragement for you.
What? He is? I better get out of here. Oh, wait, I am Mike Matthews.
You can use your debit if it's easier. Don't worry, I will cross my eyes so I can't see your secret code.
Oh, don't use debit cards. So bad. Somebody breaks into that, you're not insured to get that money back, whatever the thieves steal from you when they figure out your PIN number. So, but thank you, Target Lady. Hey, I just want to say there is a great documentary about the Wright brothers that came out quite a while ago now, but not like ancient history, probably within the past 20 years. So check that out. It's a fascinating movie to watch, and I need to remind myself to watch it because I've only seen a bit of it. But that's my Mike's useless review. But it's time to sing Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, do 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 do.
For no apparent reason. Yes, that's Mike Myers. We were discussing Mike Myers and let's just say his foibles. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention about Wayne's World is that he was difficult to work with, but the director chalked it up to being he was hypoglyceric. He had a sugar drop in the middle of the afternoon, and that would be when he would get really moody and difficult to work with, and they would go like, ah! No, Mike Myers, no. So maybe he's easier to work with in the booth, in the recording booth, when he does the Shrek voice. And he does his Scottish accent, which is a variation on his fat bleepstered guy. I don't like to cuss big words like that on the show, so I'm really quick to edit them out, self-edit, before I say anything.
Oh, you almost had it.
What?
You gotta be quicker than that.
Did I miss it? Well, anyway, Cafe Anyway, that laugh that Mike Myers used to do in every character, that whatever, that goofy laugh, he did that a lot in Cat in the Hat. Just, I think that pretty much killed his career. And he, when he would do that as Dr. Evil, that I guess that pretty much, well, maybe you enjoyed it. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, Southwest Airlines. Travelers with Southwest credit cards, however, or book in the highest classes of service can still check bags without a fee. I know, because I've got the app on my phone and they're always telling me.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
Oh yeah, that was my review. The stupid laugh that Mike Myers does. Enough. Baggage fees bought, or maybe was I reviewing the Wright Brothers movie? What is that Wright Brothers movie documentary called as I'm typing it? Because I didn't know to. And my hand isn't. Ah! Oh, you know, the QWERTY when you're typing and you don't put your hand in the right spot, you end up with all the letters out of whack. Is that ring a bell at all? No? Documentary. Doncaster. Eight best documentaries about the Wright brothers. What?
I need some turntables, Mike, if you're going to say it like
okay.
That.
Okay. Juicy, juicy. Eight best documentaries about the Wright brothers. Here we go. Don't shout. Let's see. There's one called The Wright Brothers and the Evolution of Aviation. Wright Brothers Flying Machine, full special. Wright Brothers documentary, a documentary on Wright Brothers. Shall I continue? I guess there's three more. The Wright Brothers Did Invent the Airplane. How the Wright Brothers Changed Everything We Know About Flight. And the Wright Brothers First in Flight and Family. I guess these are all good documents. Oh, Empowered Flight and the Wright Brothers. Oh, there's one more. The Tragic Story of the Wright Brothers and the First Airplane Disaster. Wow. Okay, these are, I guess you can watch a lot of these on YouTube. Fascinating. Okay, I gotta watch one. There was one that was like a live, like a, what do you call it, live action? Or a...
What's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
I was leaving the topic that I was had accidentally walked into about the Wright brothers. It was a docuseries, I think. Kitty Hawk, The Wright Brothers Journey of Invention. That's the one. I gotta watch that. Came out in 2003. Ooh, wow, it is pretty old now. Yeah, 2003 is old, if you didn't know. So just so all you youngins know, that you get on the internet and you think, oh, see, because that's the thing, is when folks like me...
Who doesn't like cash cows?
That like cash cows.
How do you do that? I just said the word cash cow.
Excuse me, you caught me mid-drink. Yes, no... Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no, my baby. The thing is that when we were first being inundated by social media, people like me who were already in their 30s or 40s were like, this is a little too young skewed, but I'll jump on. Let's see. Oh, wow. I just got in contact with some people I knew from high school I haven't talked to in 30 years. Oh, that's pretty cool. Well,
sorry.
Didn't mean to talk to you, but maybe at that point it had only been 20 years. But anyway, cafe, anyway, that was pretty cool. I think I'll post something. Let's see. Let's see all the people that read it and say something and comment on it, and no one. Hello, is this on? Is this social media thing on? Let me try something else. Let me tweet something and see all the responses I get. And no. Did I go viral? And no. See, so the ones that go viral, the ones
that's
that are
good stuff.
Wow.
I don't like that sound effect.
That's too bad.
That's the one I don't like.
Wow.
That's better. That's better.
Well, wow, the youngins. They were the ones that suddenly discovered, hey, I can go viral. Why is it that I can go viral? Is it because I'm good looking and I'm young and people are obsessed with youth culture in this world and they've always been, and they just see someone young and they go, ooh, so pretty. So no blemishes in their skin, no gray hair. Ooh. And people are just that completely petty. So utterly shallow. And so that's the culture we have. And that what
I'm gonna weaponize my pronouns.
Like these guys.
What are pronouns?
These young peoples. They get absorbed into the social media. Same with YouTube. It's the young people. Oh my gosh. And YouTube with your ridiculous commercials. Every commercial trying to push some kind of crazy health scheme, and you get super young people to do that too. What does a young person know about any kind of health? They just fell out of the tree. That they were up in the tree trying to. What are they? Are they little chicks that fell out of the nest? I think that's what the metaphor I was going for. The point is. What do they know? Give me an old guy. Give me an old woman. I don't know. An old someone that
There's
knows.
There's a Spanish holiday tradition called El Gordo.
Bring me El Gordo to give me the information I need about health. They throw Dr. Drew in there every once in a while. It's pointless. That guy sold himself out so long ago. He got popular on the radio. That's already making him suspect. And he didn't carry that show. It was Adam Carolla who went on to create a huge podcast when nobody was podcasting because he got kicked off of the radio. And what does he do now? I don't know. He's 10 times a billionaire, super rich guy. He got into some kind of production, I'm sure. So my point is, if you want to fly with that extra bag for free, I guess you got to do things like...
That's enough. Put down the mic.
What? I can't tell them? I can't tell them about this stuff? Baggage fees brought in nearly $7.3 billion for all the U.S. airlines last year. Yes, good thing I didn't put down the mic for that. That's a fascinating fact. And the airlines will charge $35 for a first checked bag for domestic flights. Southwest will. $35 for the first checked bag. But I guess you have if you have the credit card or you're one in the higher classes, first classes, etc. So not so much. You don't have to worry as much. Uh-oh. Looks like we're going to lose video, which is all right by me.
Right?
I know. Let's end the video, because what is an old guy like me videoing himself for? But some of you find it fascinating. You're like, oh, how does Mike do that podcast thing? He's got those characters that stop by, like right now.
Hello, Mike Matthews. It's Shelly Kuhart, gift shop supervisor. It's true, Mike Matthews. I was an influencer when I was really young.
You're not young anymore?
No, none of us are, Mike Matthews. We're all getting older, Mike Matthews.
Ah, but when you were an influencer, you had lots of people watching your things, and you made money off of it, right?
No, Mike Matthews, because I'm not shallow like everyone else you were talking about.
I can't make this up.
Why did that guy shout at me, Mike Matthews?
Because he was an angry Gen Xer boomer too. So that's just... But speaking of the generations, going back to Gen Z and millennials...
Why do your toenails look like that?
Generations are cutting back on travel spending, but not Gen Z or millennials. It's us guys, Gen Xers and boomers, that are cutting back. But Gen Z and millennials, they, let's see, millennials did, oh wait, millennials decreased their annual travel spend last year by just over 15%, while Gen Zers annual travel spend.
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety.
There's some Gen Zers.
Workplace sensitivity training.
Oh, that's alpha. I mean, long. That's the alpha beta generation there. Okay. Well, so millennials, like us Gen Xers and boomers, decreased annual travel spending, but the Gen Zers annual travel spend went the opposite direction, up by about 20%. They were spending, where do they get this money? They spent $11,209 last year. Wow! And one last interesting thing that might make you go, wowie, wow, wow, is Elon Musk wanting to colonize Mars. He's obsessed with youth culture, too. Just check out his wives. On, let's see, SpaceX, this was about a month ago. They launched the 9th test of a huge starship system, which the company believes will drive down costs to reach space and help make human life multiplanetary.
I'm calling about the tennis lessons for my grandson, age 13.
See? Because maybe that grandson, age 13, will play tennis on Mars someday, thanks to SpaceX. Look who else is here. Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the Floor Man. And this is John Deere, the engineer, Michael. That was great stuff. Shelley Shuhart has invented a lot of things that will help us get to Mars. Mm-mm. Really? Wow. What did you create, Shelley?
Mike Matthews, I created this fantastic machine that when you go inside of it, it makes you get really nauseous and hungry. And so you get nauseous and hungry simultaneously.
Uh-huh. So... that sounds like a terrible device.
But it gets you to Mars.
Okay. But you're nauseous and hungry when you get to Mars? What do you eat?
A Mars bar.
Ba-dum-boops. That was scary.
It was kind of scary.
Very scary. That joke. How about you, John Deere? Are you creating anything that'll get us to Mars?
Mike, I don't have a voice for... I'm not John Deere anymore.
Who are you?
I'm a silly guy is what I am. Silly.
A mess. It's a mess.
Thank you, silly guy. That was very strange. John Deere?
Yeah, I didn't like that guy at all. Mike, I've created all kinds of inventions that gets us to Mars. I go to Mars often, take Floyd the Floor Man with me, and the floor on Mars actually looks really nice because of Floyd. Mm-mm.
Okay. Hope silly guy never shows up again. That's just too much. I can't handle that. What do you think about Silly Guy or anything else? We got this phone number that you can call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends to listen because, oh, listening, it's okay. You're not, I'm not passing any judgment on you.
What are you, nuts?
You might be a little bit, but that's all right. It's okay to listen to the show and be a little bit nuts and with more things about this show, more stuff to know. Yeah, A-Frame.
Yes, woo, love it!
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!